we've always had an interest in McLean County and Bloomington Normal to do some sort of housing, affordable housing, whether it be senior or family. Most of our interest in the previous project has always been what we would call multifamily, so meaning it's not restricted to any age group. You know, anyone can live there. But here recently, we looked at the Fairview building, and it seemed like senior would be a good fit for that area because of the area it's in, it's how close it is to various amenities in town, access to the bus route, which I believe is right out on Main Street. The way the building kind of lays out, the current building that's there, it just kind of lends itself to seniors because it's it would be smaller units. So units that typically families aren't going to be moving into. We're kind of approached by the county to, after our work in Parasol, we've added a high school into senior apartments. I believe the county kind of caught wind of that and asked if we would consider looking at this project for that same type, for that basically that same population. And that's what we ended up doing. We took a look at it, kind of determined, yeah, this would be a very good site for seniors. You know, that could be out of this site is that with the nursing home being next door, you could potentially have a situation where one spouse is living in our development and maybe the other spouse is at the nursing home, and then that way they don't have to be too far separated. Or there could always be the potential that, you know, once they leave our development, if they need more care or assistance, they can always move to the nursing home that's adjacent to us. So there's definitely a multitude of factors that we kind of looked at and determined why senior. So that's kind of why we picked this site and why this site we thought would be good for a senior.
What's the vision for this site? How big will it be? Who will live there? What are income guidelines? That sort of thing.
So it would be seniors age 55 and older. Basically, it would be affordable housing that people who live at different income levels would qualify to live there. The building itself is 46 units, and it is in a setup of studios, one and two bedroom units.
So it would not only use the old health department building, and even before that it was the TB sanatorium building, but there would be an addition to it. How big would that addition be compared to what the Fairview building has as a footprint?
So the addition is where the majority of units will be housed, where the majority of the tenants will in fact live. The existing structure will still house some units, but that building will primarily have tenant service space in it, so like a community room, a leasing manager's office, most likely a maintenance personnel's office.
As an aside, going forward,
yeah,
with,
sure, go ahead.
With the Fairview site would mean that you're no longer interested in the area south of the tracks in Uptown?
No, I would say we are always interested anywhere in town. It's not uncommon for us to have multiple developments in the same area. Just as an example, in Paris, Illinois, we actually have three developments. So we are still very much interested in doing more in McLean County if the opportunity is there.
How big a demand is there in the state and in the Bloomington Normal area for affordable senior housing?
There's quite a big push, and I would say it's probably fairly even between between senior and multifamily. You know, I think one of the challenges for seniors is finding affordable housing to live in. The fortunate thing with us is, you know, the fortunate thing about this property is that we are able to, through the tax credits that we apply for, allows us to keep the rents low, which allows it to become affordable for more people. And I think that's probably a challenge that most seniors have, is finding an affordable place to live, and it's a place that they want to live too.
What does the Laborers International Union affiliation bring to the table for this kind of project?
So what this allows is for Laborers Home Development to create projects for members of LIUNA. It allows us to go in, develop a project, and then guarantee that members of LIUNA and various other trades will be able to work on the project.
what is your hoped for timeline, realizing that that in today's environment could change drastically?
I know, right? I always hate to tell our timeline only because I feel like I jinxed ourselves. But if we lived in a perfect world, ideally this project could potentially be under construction most likely very late fall, very late fall of 21, possibly kind of that first quarter of 2022. We have to be given approval by the Illinois Housing Development Authority, and then we have to get all our approvals through the State Historic Preservation Office, which is where we're applying for state and federal tax credits, historic tax credits.